In Seattle?
Yeah, on the way down or getting caught in storms or anything?
I probably could. Oh, I remember before Rita, the night that we came up, when Rita died, she didn't die that night, she died just that night a week. But it was a terrific storm, and we had an open fort. And I had about five in the back seat and the baby on my lap. And, of course, the fort packed up to the top with packages and everything else. And I remember putting them down on the floor and putting all the stuff that I could grab on top of them and trying to put the curtains up on the side and holding the baby with a raincoat and sweater and everything else on top of her to keep her from the storm and the storm beating down and the thunder and lightning, and just in line coming up that road with such traffic. And we got to up to the ferry, and we got on the ferry boat. And when we got on the ferry boat, we were told we had a flat tire. And then he had to get out and get somebody to help him to fix the tire.
Was he in the car too?
Sure.
Oh, well, why wasn't he putting the curtains up?
We all were. He was and I was. It was only children, him and I, in the car.
And none of them could hold the baby.
Well, they could have, but I guess I was afraid to let them have the baby. And
with the cold she caught there,
that she died the next Sunday. Well, she was 10 months old.
Did she show the effects of that cold right away?
Yes. I had the doctor in, and he said she looked as though she had had a heart shock. I didn't know anything about how she could have had a heart shock, but I wouldn't have been surprised if he said she had pneumonia. And it might have been pneumonia instead of a heart shock. And
did she look bad? Is she looking in danger? Did he think she was in danger?
She just lay there. She had no life. And then he gave me some medicine, and after a couple of days he came back and said she was responding to the medicine and that he thought she'd be all right. And that was on a Thursday, and on Sunday morning about 5 o'clock she died.
Well, were you awake when she died?
Yes, indeed. Had her in my arms.
Why, did she give any signs of dying?
No, she had taken 2 bottles that night, and I was quite elated about that because she had taken them and that she was improving, see. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, my mother came into my room and looked in at the baby, and she called me, and she said, Rita, the baby looks bad. And I looked in, and the baby seemed to be all right, but with my mother saying that, I picked her up in my arms. And as I picked her up in my arms out of the bassinet, she just opened her eyes and looked at me, and then stiffened in my arms. She was dead. We never had any real explanation of it. I always felt that she got something like pneumonia or something of that sort that night that she didn't recover from. She was 10 months old, and she never had really sat up by herself or hadn't developed too much, but that didn't worry me because my babies were all little, and they were always slow in developing. But she was a beautiful child, just like a little angel. Curly blonde head and beautiful blue eyes. But God took her in here.
She was the sixth, wasn't she?
Yes, she was the sixth.
I guess it was hard to believe that wound would be healed up to any extent.
Yes.
At the time.
And people say to you now, well, you never missed her. You had plenty of others. That place is always there.
Yeah.
Her place is always there.
How did Dad react to it? Well, he was pretty well. He loved the children, didn't he?
Well, the only way he reacted, I remember him, when I sat down on the bed, he came downstairs, and he came in and sat down beside me, and I just looked at her, and I said, she's dead. And he put his arm around me, and he said, well, if that's the way God wants it, that's all right.
I remember him running up to the third floor to get some quinine or something like that. You sent him up to look for medicine, didn't you?
I don't know.
Remember that?
I don't remember that.
I remember him on that landing near the third floor, tearing up and down there.
Maybe.
And when he came back with whatever it was, he said it was too late.
I don't remember that, but it could have been.
Well, what was that story about the ducks and Jimmy? That was one of the Sea Isle trips.
Oh, gosh. Jimmy and the ducks. At Easter, the children always got chickens and ducks, or some sort of animal like that. Well, we got chickens and ducks for Easter.
What year was this?
Oh, Dad.